hard not to bop to this, isn't it?
Hank has been on fire like the last three or four in a row.
8:43, 17 in front of 9 o'clock. One of the greatest pop songs ever.
Yeah.
From Aha. Take on me. Where are they from?
I don't know. But
Norway. That's
right. Rickrolled is a term that went around there, too. No?
I've heard that. I don't know what it means.
You have, haven't you?
I thought it was Rick Astley.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. Of course, that's what I was talking about. I didn't get those two confused at all. Miles Blumhart from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and joining us this morning. Miles, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing very well. It's a beautiful day out there.
Has the smoke retreated today, Miles?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, very, very clear. We had a system come through yesterday that pretty much, you know, towards the evening cleansed us. And yeah, now the smoke outlook is looking good for at least for a few days now.
Now, we had a weird thing yesterday. My wife went out onto the deck and I see her freeze. Just completely stop, and she's at a loss for words going, honey, you need to get me the spray that kills things. And I'm not sure what that is. Is it hairspray and a Bic?
Yeah.
You know, or what it was. But there was a Bic. She goes, I swear it's a Black Widow. Mm-hmm. You know, and I go and look at this big spider, and it's like, no, it's not a Black Widow. It's got a big white stripe on there, some white stripes on the legs. That, my dear, is a jumping spider. And I hate those things because they will take off and attack you. Those things jump at you. But, man, the spiders are starting to come out of my place, Miles.
Well, I'm still dealing with the moths here. You know, we had some other people from, I live in, West Windsor, but people in Fort Collins are saying they hadn't had as many, and I have a lot of Miller moths here. So, and I've caught and released quite a few of them, but now they're starting to get swatted. They're dead now.
You've moved on, huh?
I have moved on.
I can't free everybody.
Yeah, I was going to say. What happened to your mercy, Miles?
I'm just too much. I think every time I open the door to let one out, six fly back in. So I think that's the issue. And my wife's getting very, very irritated with me doing this. So,
well, and they've been pointing out to me which lights I left on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know whether to commend you for your patience with the moths or to make fun of you, Miles. So
I could see both, actually. Yeah. I could see. Yeah, I do enough things to irritate my wife. Saving the lives of some moths for, I don't know, however long they live, another day or two, that's not worth it.
Yeah, no, that's a great call by you, but I did have somebody come up to me the other day and goes, who is that guy that you have on Thursdays that was saving the Millers? What's with that guy? That is a God's honest story right there. And I said, well, Miles, it's just Miles.
Well, he's got a bumper sticker that says, screw the whales, save the moths.
Yeah.
You know, that's right.
I
also have an NRA sticker too.
That's what makes it so perplexing
to
me.
I'm an onion. I got a lot of layers.
You got layers, man. You got layers. Well, Miles, we've been talking about it. The Denver Nuggets hype has taken over the state of Colorado. They have punched their ticket to the NBA Finals. Whether you've been following the NBA or not, it's always cool to see one of your sports teams from the state that you live in, that you call home, make it all the way to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, it's just so fun, isn't it? I mean, because, you know, the Avalanche exited early, and again, I'm not a huge NBA fan, and I rarely watch the Nuggets, but as I told you before, I'm smitten by them. I love the way they play. I think a good thing about them, the way they play, yeah, I think it can filter down into, the college and high school ranks, and I think that's a good thing because it's great team basketball, it's great movement. It's not, all ISO, play, which the NBA is a lot. So I'm just so happy for them. And being that I'm not a huge Nuggets fan, I think I look at this with a little better lens. But it's shocking to me how blatantly disregarded this team is.
Isn't it ridiculous? I've never seen anything like it in championship sports.
No, it's... for some reason, they absolutely do not respect them whatsoever, other than, like, Charles Barkley.
Yes.
I mean the ESPN group, with Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, that was a joke. a complete. It's just really. I don't watch ESPN anyhow for a number of reasons.
Amen.
But that's a joke, an absolute joke. This team is fun to watch. They play the game the right way, and they got good players.
Miles, when your sideline reporter said that she's never watched Nikola Jokic and that she's been, and I quote, sleeping on this guy, end quote, that's just, how can you call yourself a sports news organization?
Well, ESPN's a joke.
Yeah.
You know, the clown show they had on there is very representative of ESPN. They're clowns.
No, I agree. That four-letter network, man, it just continues to fall apart. And that's all I watched growing up, man, because there was no political BS thrown in there. There was no agendas on there. It was sports, which is what we love. We love the sports. We don't like the politics that come into it on the other side. That's our breakaway. And ESPN has so many narratives and agendas that they push now. It's unwatchable.
Yeah, I mean, look at the college football season, the bowl season. Don't they have like 2/3 of the bowls? I mean,
right.
You know, it's ridiculous. But Well, I'm for one, I don't watch them. I'm only forced to watch them in the NBA here. But other than that, no, I don't watch it.
Any chance the Celtics come back from an 0-3 series deficit?
I think they have a chance, right? I mean, and again, the Heat is a great story too, right?
Yes.
Really good story. Celtics have more talent, but, that doesn't always win. Yeah, they have a chance.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how
tonight's the key.
Yeah.
If the Celtics do win tonight, I would be very afraid if I were Miami.
Would you say it's a must-win for Boston tonight? would you say that it might be
good
a bubble?
Let me check with my ESPN colleagues.
Well, let's shift gears and go down to the college ranks. So talk to me about Chris Murray. This is obviously a guy that and have worked worked alongside as a reporter for college football. But he's out in Nevada. What was this study that he did?
Yeah, so what he did is he ranked every football head coaching job in the Mountain West and did a rank to it. And he based it on the football budget, the head coaching salary, the facilities, the community support, and then he also put, the records in from since 2000. So Boise State, no big surprise. They were, number one. Fresno State was number two. San Diego State, 3. CSU, 4. Air Force, 5, UNLV, 6, Utah State, 7, San Jose State, 8, Nevada, 9, Wyoming, 10, Hawaii, 11, and New Mexico, 12. So what do you think about that?
I'm surprised CSU is not in the top 3, to be honest with you. I would say that the main reason I would point to that is probably the athletic department and the crap that's gone on there the last couple of years. Did you think they'd be higher or lower than that?
Well, here's what they have it. So CSU, this, I always go back and I talked about this. I'm not sure why CSU isn't better because, it is, they put a lot of resources to it. It's a really good place to live and to play and everything. So I don't understand it, but their football budget. Now, again, this is counting the coaches' buyouts, is twice as much as the next funded football program. Okay, so they're at like 30.8 million. The next one is like 14 million. So I don't understand it. The coaching salary tied for second. The facilities, he ranked second only to Boise State. And yet, since 2000, they are 124 and 153 overall, 79 and 95 in league. And they haven't had a conference title since, I think it's 2002. I don't understand what's wrong at CSU. I don't.
I think if Jay Norvell can't get it done, I think the answer becomes pretty clear, don't you, Miles?
What do you think that is?
I think it's the athletic department. I think, as much as I hate to say, I think it's Joe Parker probably.
Yeah, because what you end up doing is you end up process of elimination, right?
Right.
I mean, I will say this for Joe. It's not like his predecessors were successful there either.
Correct, correct.
So you have to, there's a caveat. Here's one reason why I think it's a big strike against Joe. none of those others had the facilities like we have here. None of them had the budget like we had now. None of them. So again, the resources are there. The results are not.
Right. And you know, I think Jay Norvell is a class act. I think he is exactly what CSU needed to bring in. And I think credit to Joe in this, that he recognized how poorly the Steve Addazio process went and the experiment there went. He saw his guy and he went and corrected it. And it seems like he's getting, you know, getting things straightened out. So credit to Joe. And I trust me, I'm not writing Joe off at all, because he could very well, you know, if Norvell's successful, that's what everyone's going to remember. So I think that number could move up. But with the success that Boise State has had, they're clearly number one on this. CSU's got to be number two in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, Fresno State, I mean, you know, they have half. I mean, it's ridiculous. Why is Fresno State there? Why is, you know, San Diego State, they've had a good run.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, really, when you look record-wise since 2000, who do you think, overall record, who do you think we match up with in the, almost, it's one game apart?
Mm.
Like, who would you say, well, look, CSU's like this?
My initial thought was Nevada, but I don't know. Who is
New
it?
Mexico?
Nevada's
wait,
like,
yeah, oh yeah,
has a +500.
That's right. Yeah, that
Utah State. Utah State and CSU have all I think we're 124 and 154, and I think they're 124 and 153. So you know, and again, as I point out, since 2018, we have almost an identical record to UNLV. And think of the resources we have.
No, it's ridiculous. We've got a texture here. Besides the Taco Bell Arena in Boise, the facilities there aren't that great. The old wrestling room was about the size of a high school room. So, you know, I mean, there's people who pay attention to it. I don't know. Hopefully that changes. Hopefully Norvell's the guy that rewrites this narrative,
right.
Miles. Hopefully that is the case. But appreciate you shining a light on this. That's a great work by Chris Murray there. But appreciate your time as always, Miles. Thanks for taking some time this morning and catching up with us.
Have a great day and a long Memorial Day weekend.
No doubt. Hey, thanks, Miles. Take care, buddy.
You guys take care. Bye-bye.
All right. 8:55, let's get the latest in the nerd world. Here's Mikey Kilpatrick.